This week on Into the Podverse, podcasting and cybersecurity is a timely and important topic in today's digital age. A tweet by podcast creator Remy Billions about her podcast being played randomly in an Uber highlights the power of digital content to reach a wider audience. The Sample Access Pod has expanded its reach to traditional radio listeners in Nigeria. Rodney Omelkeche's podcast has attracted a community of single moms interested in engaging in discussions on women's issues. Fola Folayan's article on African podcasting sheds light on the growth and success of podcasters in Africa. South African media personality Carol Ofori has launched a new podcast series. Accusations of gatekeeping and lack of collaboration have sparked a debate online in the South African podcast industry. Using quizzes as a marketing tool, such as the famous and gravy podcast's Dead or Alive quiz, can be effective in engaging potential listeners and increasing brand awareness.
Pretty sure it's Techzilla.
Of course it is. Who do you think it was? Yo, eagle eye view from the Kilimanjaro. Way above the clouds with my eye on the sparrow. Words pierce the air, invading your space. Sneak in through your ears, change the look of your face. The storyteller in this digital era. Could tell I got my groove back like my name was Stella. The vibe is Stella, but the message and the teller. Intertwining, defining the error. To those who oppose, I hereby propose. The fist to the jaw, would you prefer the nose? As the story goes, everybody knows. Mr. Tony Yo, come correct with the flow. Hey yo, as the God podcaster, erstwhile known as the Shifu broadcaster. Care to bring the peace to the world over. Haters can't connect, best to move over.
The idea of a podcast focused on cybersecurity is a timely and important topic in today's digital age. Cyber attacks have become increasingly prevalent and can have devastating consequences for individuals and organizations alike. It's inspiring to see Ayo, aka the Wicked Feminist, taking charge and using her storytelling skills to bring awareness to this issue. By featuring stories of survivors of cyber attacks and the professionals who work to prevent them, this podcast has the potential to educate and empower listeners to take action to protect themselves and their data. It will be exciting to see this podcast come to fruition and provide valuable insights on such an important topic. Remy Billions was shocked to hear her podcast being played in an Uber. In a tweet, she expressed her gratitude for this unexpected reach, attributing it to a higher power and vowing to continue her work. This event highlights the power of digital content to reach a wider audience and make an impact, even beyond her intended audience. It serves as a reminder to content creators to continue pursuing their passions and providing quality content, as you never know who you may be inspiring or impacting. Remy's recognition of God's hand in this event is a beautiful reminder of the power of faith and gratitude. The Sample Access Pod expands its reach to traditional radio listeners through a partnership with Crest 91.1 FM in Ibadan. The podcast will air on the station from episodes 1 to 52 for a whole year, with the possibility of future sponsorship and syndication. This move could potentially increase the audience of the podcast and pave way for more opportunities in the Nigerian podcast space. Boyega Adeoya, the host of the show, who also works at Crest FM, will share his thoughts on this development with me real soon. The wildest thing happened to Rodney Omelkeche, aka the Young God, in March when a private WhatsApp group of over 150 single moms from across Africa invited him for an hour-long chat about his podcast episodes, especially the ones about women. It's impressive to see the impact that his podcast has had on this group of women who are interested in his insights on womanhood, parenting, and patriarchy. What's particularly interesting is that these women invited Rodney despite his self-proclaimed status as a womanizer. This suggests that they were willing to engage with someone who might have different views from theirs and were open to learning from a different perspective. The fact that celebrities and professionals were also part of the group speaks to the caliber of the members and their interest in personal growth. It's admirable to see that they were willing to challenge Rod's ideas and engage in an intellectually charged conversation for 3 hours. It's great to see Rodney using his experience as inspiration for a physical event. It's clear that there's a market for conversations about women's issues, and Rodney's podcast has attracted a community of people who are interested in engaging in such discussions. Folapolayan's article, Amplifying African Storytelling, The Growth and Influence of Podcasting, is a well-written and insightful piece that sheds light on the growth of podcasting in Africa and how it's helping to amplify underrepresented voices and stories. Fola does an excellent job of highlighting the benefits of podcasting on the continent, such as relative ease and low cost of producing and distributing podcasts, the ability to reach a global audience too, and the use of local languages to maintain cultural identity and strengthen community ties. She also showcases the success stories of African podcasters such as Rafi Atakiwandi and Lizana Kafwa Bradshaw, who've been able to build their own businesses and generate revenue through advertising, sponsorships, or merchandise sales. Fola's article is a testament to the power of podcasting and how it's helping to create a sense of community and connection among listeners in Africa. It's a great read if you're interested in podcasting, storytelling, and the African culture. The link is in the show notes. South African media personality Carol Ofori has launched a new podcast series called the Carol Ofori Podcast in collaboration with East Coast Radio. The podcast will feature conversations with seasoned professionals, handpicked for their experience and insight, and ordinary people too with interesting stories or lived experiences to share. Ofori aims to explore a wide range of topics, including water, drinking tap water, buying bottled water, and mommy makeovers. The podcast will be available on the East Coast Radio website, iono.fm, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other podcast platforms. South African podcast host Mike G has been accused by fellow podcast host Penwell of blocking the growth of other podcasts and refusing to collaborate with other creators, sparking a heated debate online. Penwell's accusation of gatekeeping in the country's growing podcast industry highlights how, even in the world of podcasting, gatekeeping and competition can hinder progress and growth. The controversy has led to many to call for more inclusivity and collaboration within the industry. Using quizzes as a marketing tool is not a new concept, but it can be incredibly effective. The famous and gravy podcast's Dead or Alive quiz is a great example of how a simple yet entertaining quiz can be used to engage with potential listeners and increase brand awareness. What's particularly interesting about this quiz is how it's become the inspiration for the show itself. The idea of testing people's knowledge on whether a celebrity is dead or alive is not only fun, but it's also become a unique selling point for the podcast. It's an excellent example of how a small idea can snowball into a full-fledged podcast concept. The quiz serves as both an acquisition and engagement tool for the Famous and Gravy podcast. By placing the quiz on their app, they've provided an opportunity for people to interact with their brand and become curious about their podcast. The quiz also provides a way to engage with regular listeners between show releases and keep the show top of mind. RSS feeds are essential for content creators, especially those who produce podcasts, written media, or videos. They allow listeners and viewers to subscribe to a particular feed and receive automatic updates whenever new content is published. This standardized, computer-readable format is the key connection between creators and their audiences. In fact, RSS feeds are so prevalent that people may be subscribed to them without even realizing it. For example, subscribing to an email newsletter, following a thread or Reddit or Quora, or using a feed aggregator tool like Feedly all involves subscribing to RSS feeds. Creating one may seem daunting, but it's straightforward with the use of a podcast hosting service like AfriPods. These services provide all the tools necessary to create an RSS feed, making it a simple and time-saving process. Once you have an RSS feed, submitting it to popular directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts can help increase your potential reach and visibility. There's a link in the show notes on how you can do this if you're hosting an AfriPods. To optimize your RSS feed, it's crucial to ensure that all the tags in the RSS feed are accurately filled out with information such as your episode titles, summaries, and cover art. Updating the feed regularly with fresh content also keeps your listeners engaged and interested. Overall, RSS feeds are an efficient way to distribute your content and connect with your audience, making them an essential tool for any content creator. The announcement of a major podcast company's new broadcaster podcast technology is exciting news for broadcast publishers who've been looking for ways to convert their radio content into on-demand podcasts. With the growing popularity of podcasting and the increasing number of listeners who prefer to consume audio content on their own schedule, this feature provides a great opportunity for broadcasters to reach new audiences and increase revenue potential. For broadcast managers, the launch of this feature raises an important question. How can they effectively leverage this technology to maximize the potential of their existing audio content? Are there any challenges or potential drawbacks to consider when converting broadcast content into on-demand podcasts? As publishers explore this new technology and adapt their strategies to take advantage of it, it will be interesting to see how the podcasting landscape continues to evolve and how broadcast publishers can continue to grow your audiences and revenue streams in this rapidly changing industry. Rode, the Australian-based audio equipment manufacturer, has announced its biggest product launch ever at the NAB show in Las Vegas. The launch includes 7 new products and updates to existing ones, such as a firmware update for the wireless Go 2, adding new features and enhancements. Additionally, Rode has unlocked a hidden feature in the Rodecaster Pro 2, which allows wireless microphone connectivity via a new firmware update, a world first for this type of device. Among the new products is the Streamer X, a compact console that combines a professional audio interface and video capture card for high-quality streaming, gaming, and content creation. Another new product is the Rodecaster Duo. My eyes are on this one. It's a compact and portable all-in-one audio production solution for podcasting, music making, and content creation. And there's also the PodMic USB. Ah! A broadcast-grade dynamic microphone which offers XLR and USB connectivity for maximum versatility. Rode, let's have a conversation. Come on board, support this podcast. And let me get to play with these sweet babies too. And that's it for today's episode of Into the Podverse. Hope you enjoyed learning about the latest news and trends in the podcasting world, especially on the African continent. And don't forget to check out the links in the show notes for more information on the topics covered today. Make sure to tune in next week for more exciting news and updates. Thanks for listening.
Techzilla.
Of course it is. Who do you think it was? Again, hey yo, eagle eye view from the Kilimanjaro. Way above the clouds with my eye on the sparrow. Words pierce the air, invading your space. Sneak in through your ears, change the look of your face. The storyteller in this digital era. Could tell I got my groove back like my name was Stella. The vibe is stellar, but the message and the teller intertwining, defining the error. To those who oppose, I hereby propose a fist to the jaw, would you prefer the nose? As the story goes, everybody knows Mr. Tony Yo come correct with the flow. Hey yo, as the God podcaster, erstwhile known as the Shifu broadcaster, care to bring the peace to the world over. Haters can't connect, best to move over.